Okay, so I think the game plan will be we'll do a little bit extra tonight and a little bit extra Motzei Shabbos, and then we won't have tomorrow. Friday is hectic, especially in the winter, and then we'll go from there. So we'll try and finish.
Tonight you have to go. Tonight's got a sifchas in Simon
Right.
A, and tomorrow you goes out to Simon Kazayin.
Just, okay,
Sif
so
sif sif Kazayin.
Sif design, yeah. So okay, we'll try and go to like Yud Aleph, and then Matzah Shabbos. Then Matzah Shabbos also be 10 o'clock, Bez Hashem, and we will so we'll add a
So
little bit
tomorrow's
tonight.
nothing.
What?
Tomorrow's nothing. It's just tonight and
Tomorrow
then
nothing. Yeah,
start and
tomorrow's
Motzei
the day
Shabbos.
to Chazer. Tomorrow's Chazor.
Okay.
Yeah, and also I want to just afterwards try and meaning every night just go over outside, exactly what it is that we learn. Okay, so Simon Hay continuing in dealing with dirtiness and bathroom, etc. So in Simon Hay, Sif Beis. All right, so it says, Vahilu lahara b'divri kedusha, even to think in Dvarim shebikedusha, b'makom tzaya, where there's tzaya is excrement, I mean, raglayim, or urine. I call davar shehu masriach, or any really anything that smells bad, that's usur. So you're not even allowed to think in Torah when it smells bad. Ad sheyechasa ze, until you cover it. K'mo shenemar v'chisisa etzei osecha. She oy sheyatol l'seich meraglayim al pam achas revias mayim. Meaning, if there was a little bit of urine or whatever amount of urine, you have to add revius, which is let's say 3.5 ounces, 3.3 ounces of water. Meaning, don't make a difference what came first, the urine in the kli or the water in the kli. You got to add on a revius of water to sort of dilute the urine. Vim hayu meir aglaim ba'ovit umiyuchad lehen loy lahani loy mahani lahu mayim, and then water's not going to help. Meaning, if it's what we call what do you call it? Like a bedpan? There's another word for it. There's a better word for it. Well, they have a night in their rooms.
A commode.
A commode, commode maybe. There's also another word, like, okay, I don't remember. Either way, but if it's meyuchid for that, then you cannot make brachas. Now what comes up with this is a nebuch if somebody has a catheter or something like that. So a catheter is totally enclosed. So the place can say if it doesn't smell, then you're allowed to make brachas. If somebody's in the hospital, so and it doesn't smell, so you can make brachas. And when it says it's covered, when it says you have to cover whatever it is that's giving the smell, that could even be a plastic bag, and it can even be a clear plastic bag. It just has to be covered, and then it's okay. And meraglaim, that's if there was two, if you urinated twice, so you can the tzrichin beis revius mayim me v'chein la'olam. You need two revius of water, and meaning for every time you urinate, you need another revius of water to dilute it. Okay, vafilu im valu ameraglayim bekarka ay bebeged. And even if the urine got absorbed in the ground or in clothing, kol sheyesh shamadayin k'tzas lachluchos, as long as there's a little bit of liquid there, tzarech lishbaich sham hamayim, then you have to still pour water on that. Fine, that's base gimel. Im yesh tzoya al besare. So this also, like we mentioned yesterday, can get people to get a little cuckoo. But if there's tzoya on your basar, afa pisha mechusa the begadov, like we just got finished saying in base that if something that smells is covered, so then it's you're allowed to make a bracha. But if it's on your skin and you covered it, that doesn't work. Then it's still also b'divrei kedusha shenemar kol atzmoise tamarna Hashem yichamecha. All my bones, all my insides are gonna say to Hashem, who is like you? So binyan shehi kulam nikiyim. All your body needs to be naki. V'yesh makilim b'zeh, and there are those that are makilim. Aval hanochel la'achmer, the proper thing is to be machmer. V'im yesh lo yafilu ma'atzay b'pi ha'tabas, but if by the rectum you have even the smallest amount of tzaya, av pi shehi mechusa, even though it's covered, the kuleyama loy mahani, it doesn't help. Nay she mekayma zuama meruba, because in the place it's much smellier when it's there, right? So where it's in the place that it came from, so therefore any amount of tzaya there is a problem. So now what happens? You have hemorrhoids, and sometimes it bleeds, and it can become very hard to clean yourself, right? So mishi yesh loy choli hatchayrim, somebody has hemorrhoids. Ayin mogan avram shehevi tshuvas haradvaz ubasayv divrei mogan avram shekosav ve'ein loy takana. This is very interesting. It says in the end of the mogan avram, there's no takana for him. Meaning, what's the guy supposed to do? Hayotah yisayv. There's a printing mistake. Not that he has no takana. He doesn't need a takana. Meaning, basically what the Paiskim say is that you just clean up what you can, and then that's enough. Right? Fine. You have to be careful that any place where you think that perhaps there's excrement there or urine, lo yomer shom shum davar shebekedusha ad sheyivdek es hamakom, until you check it out. Meaning, in a normal house, you don't have to start looking. You want to start davening in a house or say birchas hamazon, you don't have to start checking and seeing, okay, did anybody urinate on the floor? Did anybody go to the bathroom on the floor? Obviously, that's not a big enough of concern that you have to check it out. But if you're in a place where there may be a concern, so then you'd have to look, I guess. In the street, if you're in the street and you have to daven or something like that, so then you would be mechuyev to check to make sure that there's no urine around, that there's no feces. Ve'ein l'spalel b'bayis, and you should not daven in a house in ba'aliyah yesh makom matunuf. This is a big controversy this year, because this basically eliminates. You shouldn't daven in a house if the upstairs has a place that's dirty. Meaning, if upstairs is a bathroom, you shouldn't daven there, right? So the Mefarshim say that this means not in your own personal house. That's not a problem for you to daven or say Birchas Hamazon when there's a bathroom upstairs. It means a shul or a besmeresh. And so the question is, so how do we have all these shuls that have shuls in the basement and shul on the first floor and the rabbi lives upstairs, et cetera, et cetera? So there are makilim, although there's a famous Taz where he was very, very unhappy and he said bad things happened to people that that did this. So, well, the Maisa, the Hanhog of Klai, so seems to be that they do make shuls.
It would be even a problem in the bathrooms now where it flushes down and it goes out of the house?
Yeah, so that's probably makes it also a little better. I would think that that's also a little better. But, yeah, so that's a whole sugya. Fine. Hey, tinok she achrim biyomov yichon lecho kazayis mine doga, meaning if a baby is old enough that he could already eat a kazayis of flour, or obviously it means bread, cake, these type of things, and I feel like they tapshul because and even if it's through a cooked food, because she gadol oichol shir pras. And it's the amount of time that a gadol would eat a piece of bread. Because of Sefer Migdal Lois Lagoin Moreno or Rav Yaivitz, Zal Dehainu Kishenase Shona, basically means a year old. Once a kid becomes a year old, Marchikin Mitzayosim Miraglav, you have to stay away from his feces and from his urine. Meaning, a baby that's only nursing, so that's not the excrement that we're talking about. We're talking about excrement that comes from the breakdown of the intestines breaking down the food, etc. So, but a baby with formula and all that type of thing, so then that is, you don't have to stay away from that. But it's baruch a year old, that's what he says from the Yavitz. But some say it's 3 months old, especially now that they have formula, so formula is considered food. Whatever it is, point is if it smells, then you have to stay away from it. Kitzur says, really, it's better to stay away from the tzaya of a kid that's already 8 days old. Fine, vav. Tzaya's adam afa pi she'ein la reach ra. the tzoya of a human, even if it doesn't smell. Meaning, let's say a kid goes, somebody goes to the bathroom, it doesn't smell. V'chein tzoyas chatul, v'unemiya, v'tzoyas tarnagul adoimi, tarnagul hoidu, indig, meaning birds, what do you call it, cats, that is any of the feces from that, marchikimna, you have to stay far away from them. Ushar tzoyas shol behema, chaya ba'oif, and all other excrement from a baby, chaya ba'oif, v'stama eina misrachas, does not get decayed, v'ein tzrichin laharchik me'en, and you don't have to distance yourself from them. Aval im misrachas, but if it was decayed, v'chein nevela hamisrachas, and meat that decayed, v'chol davar hamasriach, machmas ifush, anything that smells bad because it decayed, v'chein lul shel tarnegolim, a chicken coop, marchikin mehen, you have to stay away from them. All right, so these are the, basically, don't do dvarim shebekedusha when it smells. V'chein marchikin me'mayim sruchim, the same thing from water, That decays that you should also say stay away from. Umay Mishra, Shasharan by Pishton or canvas, whether canvas means canvas or it means marijuana, that can be up to you to decide. But if you soak those things, Stam and Masrichin, the Stam is that they do decay, Utsrichin Laharchik Mehen, Kamayim and Atsoya, and you have to stay away from them like Tsoya. So basically, any bad smell, you have to stay away from. So I mean, when you want to make brachas or learn or even think and learn. Zayin, tzaya yevesha, kol kach v'yotzei yev tzaya, that's so dry, she'in nefreches ayidei glila, that it would crumble. When it gets rolled, harei hi ka'ofer, then it becomes like dirt. V'hu shelo yehei bareach rabat, as long as it doesn't smell. Right, so sometimes you have like in a park, you have from the geese and stuff like that. So if it doesn't smell, and it's dry, then there's no problem to daven there or to learn. Aval im nikdusha machmas, nikrusha machmas akor, but let's say it's frozen because of the cold. Since it's going to go back when it defrosts, it's going to become fresh again, the same way we freeze food, I guess. Then it still has a shame tzoya, even though right now it doesn't smell and it's frozen. And snow that falls on tzoya is considered, that's considered a cover, and you'd be able to daven. Right? Now, we didn't mention with the baby diapers, right? So a diaper is not considered a cover. So if a baby has a dirty diaper, you have to remove the baby from the room or you have to leave the room. However, if the baby has clothing on, then the halicha shlever shemazamanovich says that that's considered a cover. And that's okay. I'm assuming that's if it doesn't smell. All right. Fine. So now how far away do you have to stay? So ches, arkama marchikin, how far do you have to stay away from these bad smells? If the tzoy is behind him, you have to stay away 4 amas. From where not from the tzoya, from where the bad smell ends, then 4 amos. And even if, let's say you have a bad sense of smell, like me, I have no sense of smell, kimat. It's got to be really bad. So if you don't, even if you don't smell it, as if you did smell it. Right?
You know, you can't smell it.
Right, so how do you know? So it would have to be that somebody tells you about it. Right? What about sprays? Let's say you spray it. Right, so I know. So it seems like that doesn't help. But the poskim do say that this, that the smell is such an issue, that's if the tzoya is there, meaning whatever's causing the smell is still there. But if you go away, and if you take away the source of the smell, then you don't smell it, then you're okay. It's a very interesting kula from the Magen Avraham. The Kitzur doesn't bring it, but it brings it here in the Pirush that I'm using, the Piskei Tshuvos, right? Meaning, it's, again, if the source of the smell is still there, then even if you don't smell it, you can't daven. But if the source of the smell is not there and you don't smell it, then you're okay. So let's say there was a diaper changed in the room, And now the diaper was changed, and one guy smells it, one guy doesn't. So the guy that doesn't smell it is allowed to say Dvarim Shebikdusha, which is interesting because you got one guy davening, one guy not. Yeah. And let's say that tzoya, is not really decayed. Then meaning it's there's tzoya there, but it doesn't smell. So then daladamas is enough. I mean, it's basically the same din. You have to stay more than 4 amas where the smell is. So here the smell, if there's no smell, so you stay away 4 amas. So that's if the tzoya is behind you. If the tzoya is in front of you, you are not allowed to daven. If you could see tzoya, you are not allowed to daven, even if you're a mile away from it. Right? Although some say it's from the average sight. If you have much better eyesight, you don't have to worry about it. But feel belayla, and even if it's at night where you can't see it at all, a sumo or a blind person, tzarech laharchik kashir shahayyachal roisabayim, you have to stay away from the shir that you'd see it during the day. Vim hi minat. And so that's so far on the behind you, and then now that's in front of you. What about on the sides? It's best to be machmer and look at it as if it's in front of you. And what you should do is turn yourself. If you know it's off to your side, so then turn yourself sideways and then you're okay. Tess, that's this is Tess is for tomorrow's, right? So Bayashimaspalan by Batsibur. Let's say, yeah.
Was that an eighth of tefillah also, or just with Dvarim Shevikdusha?
No, Tvila. Yeah, Tvila too, I think.
So it's better to daven not to Mizrach.
I would think so. That's what I would think.
Oh.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, very good. Test. Bayis Shemispalin by Betzibur. You have a shul that davening in Peretz for you. Yeah, Bayis Shemispalin by Betzibur, but Nimtza Shom Tzoya. And there's Tzoya over there. Afal Pishi Achari Ashli of Tzibur, even though it's behind the Chazan, Urechaikum Yemenu Yosem Medal Ramas, and it's 4 hours away from him. Makom Shekala Reach, he's more than 4 hours from when the smell went away. Makom Tzaruch Hu Lishtoik. You still have to be quiet, ulahamtin acha yitzua, either till they take it out or until they cover it over. Because we're afraid that there's got to be somebody in the shul that's going to smell it. Halavai, we should all do this in the first place, right? It's also for him to hear and to be mechavan what the shliach tzibur say. Right, meaning you would think that the shliach tzibur, okay, he's davening his thing. A guy's listening in the back of the shul, but and who cares if he's within the range of the smell? No, since he has a chiyuv to listen to the chazan, so then he can't listen to the chazan. So you have to stop the whole shul until you take care of this thing. Okay, Yud Misha is follow.
Does all this apply to stuff that smells disgusting to most people, other than,
You mean is it subjective?
right? Meaning, I don't know, let's say throw up or whatever it is. You think of many different things that most people would
Yeah,
smell.
I think it goes with most people. I think it goes with most people. Yeah, I think the din would be, I don't know for sure, but I think this the same din would be with the guy that doesn't smell it, if he can't smell. So, right, the same thing. It's even this smell doesn't bother this guy, but he would have to go with the majority. Yeah, you Misha Mispalo, Shehispalo, Mata Acher Kach Sheyesh Shom Tzoya. Let's say you daven and then you find out there's a dirty diaper. Right, if it was a place where you should have been mesubik about it, meaning there's little kids running around, or you're in the streets of Manhattan and you're afraid that there's tzoya there, v'hu pasha v'loy badak, and he was pasheya, he was negligent, and he didn't check for it. Kiven the tefilas shmoneh esrei he b'makom karban, since shmoneh esrei is in place of a carbon, havalei zevach rishayim ta'eva. It's like considered like the carbon of a rasha is a ta'eva, but tzarech lachzor l'spalash manesu, and you have to redaven. That's if you're in a place where you should have checked and you didn't check. V'chein kriya shema shehime deraisa. V'em b'chashash bracha levatala chayza v'kara. Sending kriya shema that it's a deraisa, and there's no chashash bracha levatala, then avada, you should read it. Ava b'loi ha-brachas, but don't reread Birchas Kriya Shema, v'chein shar brachas shomer sham, and the other brachas that you say there, v'afilu birchas hamazon, ein echaz mevaruch, even birchas hamazon, you don't go back. Right, so Shemoneh Esrei, you do go back. Kriya Shema, Because well, Shema Nesi, because it represents karbonah, so you have to go back and do it. Kriya Shema doesn't hurt to say it. That's just Torah. The brachas of Kriya Shema you don't do, and Birchas Hamazon not either, because that's a suffix brachas, and we don't like to make suffix brachas.
But that's the rice also, isn't it?
What?
Birchas Hamazon.
Yeah, but it's not a deraisa, in that sense. Meaning, the core point of a davening is to be a carbon. So you didn't do, right? Yeah. Meaning, if you knew for sure there was a smell there and you didn't care, you davened an avada and all the things you have to repeat. Here we're talking about where it was only, you only realized it afterwards. So then you don't do it. And let's say, so that's all if you should have been more vigilant. But if it's but if it's a place that you shouldn't have expected there to be a smell, then that means you were not negligent. Even with betfila, you're yoytza b'di'evad. And if what you found is urine, by urine, you'd be yotze your tefila. It's much more makel with urine. Let's just do one more. Let's say you had a smell from the mata, meaning a past gas. Also, you're not allowed to daven until the smell goes away. And let's say you smell it from your friend, then you also have to wait. But if a person's learning, then you don't have to worry about a smell that comes from your friend, but you do have to worry about the smell that comes from yourself. And the poets can say that even if you're not disgusted by the smell, you still have to wait. Yeah. Okay. So now just a basic review of what we learned tonight. So it's basically all about staying far away from smells. If there's you're not allowed to think and learning if there's a bad smell. You have to stay more than 4 amas away from where the smell ends. If there's urine there, you have to pour a revius of water on it to dilute it. If there's tsaya, if there's excrement on your basar, then even a cover doesn't help. Meaning a cover normally helps for tsaya being in a room, but it doesn't help if it's on your skin. And if there's even any amount by the rectum, then that's for sure a problem. And then we said, you only have to check if there's a bad smell, if it's a place that you expect it to be. And then we said a child, it's really a year from when you have to start worrying about a smell coming from a child. And we also said that the tzaya of a person, even if it doesn't smell, is a problem. And same thing from animals. And it's best to stay away from all of that. If it's dry, then it's not a problem. And we said a shul should not daven. You should not have a shul with a bathroom on top of it. And then we said if there's a shul, if in a shul ends up being a smell, everybody has to wait, even if the chazan can't smell it. And then we said a b'di'evad, if there was a smell, so if you should have checked into it, so then you have to daven again, but everything else you don't say again because it's suffix brachas. But if it's not a place that you should have known about, then b'di'evad, your tefillas are a tefillah. And then by passing gas, you are not allowed to learn if it's your own gas. If it's from your friend, then you are allowed to learn. But for davening, you are not allowed to until the smell goes away. Okay. Yashikeach, and everybody should have themselves a fine night.